So how is this process of the reactive mind to be stopped? How is one to check the revolutions of the wheel? Now, there are two methods according to Buddhism. One is called the sudden method, and the other is called the gradual method. And both represent, in different ways, the psychology of the truly progressive mind, the mind which develops spiritually. In other words, they represent the psychology of spiritual development, the psychology of liberation. Now, the sudden method is illustrated by an incident, a very significant incident, in the life of the Buddha. So you can put down your charts and listen, by way of a little refreshment, to just a story. Huh? It's said that in the days of the Buddha, there was a monk called Bahiya. And Bahiya lived right on the west coast of India. And he'd been ordained, he'd become a monk, he'd practiced meditation and so on, without ever having seen the Buddha. But one day a great desire, a great aspiration arose in his mind to go to where the Buddha was and see him. He'd heard so much about him, heard how wonderful he was, how enlightened, how compassionate. So he thought, I must go and see my teacher's teacher. So he packed up his belongings, that is to say his spare robe and his begging bowl, and off he went on foot. So 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, about a month, it took him, and he came to to Shravasti, where the Buddha was staying. And he arrived at the Buddha's monastery at about 10 or 11 in the morning, and upon making inquiries, he found that the Buddha had already gone to the nearby village in order to beg his supply of food for the day. So Bahiya, this monk, was so keen on seeing, so keen on meeting the Buddha, that he didn't wait. He just set off in the direction indicated, set off to find the Buddha. So he hastened into the village, and sure enough, he hadn't gone around for more than a few minutes when he saw this very slow and very stately figure moving very gently ahead, going from one door to the next, just standing for a few minutes with his begging bowl in his hand and waiting for a few morsels of rice and curry to be put into it, and then moving on to the next house. So great was Bahiya's eagerness to see the Buddha and to receive some teaching, he followed straight up behind him, and without waiting, without a word of introduction, because these matters, one might say, are desperate matters. Without a word of introduction, he just said to the Buddha, Lord, give me a teaching. He thought, well, I've got the Buddha here. I may never have this opportunity again. So no time to wait telling him my name and where I've come to and from and what the weather is like and what my teacher said and so on. Lord, give me a teaching. So the Buddha's practice was that when he was on his arms round, when he was in course of begging, he would never speak. He would maintain absolute silence. So the Buddha said nothing. Just moved on without taking the slightest notice of Bahiya. So Bahiya wasn't to be put off. He moved along behind the Buddha. And again he said, Lord, give me a teaching. The Buddha took no notice whatever still. Moved on. But Bahiya, a third time, very desperately now, put his request and said, Lord, give me a teaching. So the Buddha's rule or the Buddha's principle was, if you asked him a question, even unto the third time, whatever it was, however terrible the answer, how disastrous for you, he'd reply. So he just turned round, we're told, and gave Bahiya what the scriptures call an elephant look. Huh? Looked at him just like an elephant. Huh? And he said to Bahiya, in the seen, only the seen. In the heard, only the hurt. In the tasted, only the tasted. In the touched, only the touched. In the thought, only the thought. And he turned round and went on his way, continued begging. And Bahiya, we are told, became enlightened on the spot. I don't know how many people have become enlightened just now, but some may be wondering what the Buddha meant In the seen, only the seen. In the heard, only the heard. What does he mean by that? The Buddha meant by that, cultivate towards all phenomena, towards all experiences, an attitude of pure awareness. Don't react. When you see something, just see it. Just see it. Don't start thinking, well, what is it? Oh, that's a tree. I suppose I could cut it down. Yes, some fruit or grain. I'd like to eat those. You see, at once the reactive mind starts working. So the Buddha says, in the seen, only the seen. Just look, just see. Don't react. When you hear a sound, just hear. Don't react. Just have the pure impression, with nothing coming in from your side. No subjective reaction. But just like a mirror, just reflecting everything, without any distortion, without adding anything of your own whatsoever. Be purely aware, purely objective. Don't react. Just stop reaction, on the spot, as it were. So, Bar here, fortunate man, was able to do this. He just saw what the Buddha meant immediately, cut off all his reactions. In the seen, only saw the seen, in the heard, only the heard, and therefore on the spot. He was enlightened. So anyone who adopts this attitude, anyone who on the spot, as it were, as though with a sword, can just cut off all reaction, not react to anything, just mirror with perfect objectivity all impressions, all sensations, that person can gain enlightenment. But this is, of course, as you can well imagine, very, very difficult indeed. This is for, as it were, spiritual heroes, not so much for ordinary people.